It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. We are joined on the phone. Always great catching up with Amanda Hagel. Amanda, thank you for your time. How you doing?
Hey, Matt. I am great. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well, Amanda. So great chatting with you. Let's talk about your new release that you released here recently. Now, you did a version of an absolute classic, timeless classic, love the tune, Country Roads, and you did a fantastic job with this one. Tell us why you decided to kind of remake this one and the music video as well that really came together. So how was that process like for you?
Well, it was such an interesting, it's always interesting when, you know, the next project comes to life. And, you know, I really wasn't planning to necessarily release another cover song. I mean, obviously, I've released many over the years.
Yeah.
But, you know, this song just came together kind of really organically. I had, you know, played it at some live shows and kind of rearranged it myself just acoustically. And I got together with the band. We were playing a folk festival a couple summers ago. And we just rehearsed it. And the cool thing was we all kind of, you know, we did it. We looked at each other and went, wow, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the way it came together, you know, musicianship wise, it just transformed the song. It made it, it took it to another level, a place that I didn't expect. And in that moment, I said to myself, okay, we have to record this song someday. And, you know, a couple years later now, we've got it out to the world. And it's so exciting. And I just feel like it's such a beautiful, beautifully written song poetically.
Yeah,
and I feel like the lyrics have come to life just in the arrangement that we've done with the song. And the video was beautiful. We did it out at the Soundcastle Studios in Viscount. Gorgeous space. And I think it lended itself to the mood and the emotion of the song.
Yeah, it all came together really well. Great song. Again, like you mentioned, you've released and done a fair amount of covers over the past many years. This one's right up there as one of my favorites. Right there with Strawberry Wine. I think you do Strawberry Wine just brilliantly. Do you have a favorite cover that you like doing at your shows?
Wow, that's a tough one. It's, you know, I think now this one's going to be a rival.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
We do a version of the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, nice. Love it.
And I love that song. So yeah, that's got to be up there. But I think Country Roads might overtake it. I don't know.
Very cool. Awesome. Amanda, what's kind of the next little bit looking like for you here? Kind of still in the early parts of 2025. Going to be busy playing a lot of live shows here this year. What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Yeah, so we're planning to do a few concerts in May here, just to kind of support the new release, but also kind of I've been wanting to do a show together that definitely pays homage to, you know, my roots growing up as a prairie girl.
Mm-hmm.
So we titled the whole show "These Roots: The Take Me Home Country Roads Tour," and
nice.
We're doing two shows, one in Swift Current on May 3rd, one in Rosser on May 24th. To kind of launch the whole series, I'd like to do more shows as time goes on in the same theme. But the cool thing about the show is, you know, we really went deep into the roots of country folk and Americana, you know, sprinkling my original tunes in there as well. And just we created a set list, I think, that's just absolutely gorgeous in terms of just taking people on a journey, you know, paying homage again to the idea of being home and to going home and to reflecting on, you know, the foundation, those roots that we all love so much living in this part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be awesome. So it sounds like it's going to be very busy next little bit. Now, you mentioned it a little bit there, but I do want to kind of touch more on the playlist. I mean, for those that maybe haven't been to one of your shows or wanting to go to one of your upcoming shows, tell us a little bit more about the playlist. So it's going to be a combination of covers, but also originals in there as well, Amanda.
Yeah. So I decided to, you know, to obviously with live performances, I like to, you know, to make sure that people, there's familiarity, especially if people haven't, you know, heard of me or they're coming to a show and I'm kind of new and on the scene in terms of their familiarity mm-hmm. with my original music. So this show, definitely we try to reimagine a lot of the songs that, you know, as an example, we've got, you know, Gordon Lightfoot song. We've got Brenda Lee song, you know, people like Elvis and Willie Nelson covered a song of hers, you know, songs like that I think really are timeless and that fit the country roads feel. But I love being able to infuse my own music into that because I feel like a lot of my messaging is all about, you know, coming from the heart and being inspired, living from a place of faith. That's a big part of my life. Mm. And so, you know, when you intertwine all of that together, you take people on this beautiful, you know, journey of feeling music, not just hearing it. And I think that's for me, that's the most important thing, is that people actually, leave the show, feeling different than when they came in. And the music has an impact on them. And I believe music has that power. And so that's a big part of my job as an artist.
Love it. Again, joined right now by Amanda Hagel. Now, you post on social media about being very physically active. You are you a phys you train you're a physical trainer. Is that correct, Amanda?
Yeah, I've been a personal trainer for, gosh, 20 plus years now. Run my own business. So I have a certain set of clients that I see on a regular basis. And of course, that's become a foundation for my own life in terms of just balancing, work and music. I try to really, wellness and health has always been a huge part, an important part, and a priority in my life.
Yeah.
So I like to coach others to do the same. And I decided, a couple of years ago to start putting fitness videos out online weekly,
Right.
just to give people a little bit of, instruction, but also motivation. I've been told they're quite positive and fun to watch. So, I have fun with it, and I just feel like, the more we can inspire others to do things, especially when it comes, like, for me, I walk the walk. I don't just talk the talk. So,
Yeah.
it's very important to me to share those aspects of my life with everybody, because I feel like I can be the best artist I can be when I take care of myself, and that's a reflection in the fitness videos. Yeah.
Yes, it is motivational. That's why I want to kind of bring it up. Is it challenging kind of tying everything in with music and home life and personal trainer? Is that a tough kind of line to walk sometimes?
Absolutely, it can be. Yeah, I mean, you have to prioritize the workouts, and of course, we can all attest to the days where you just don't feel like doing anything. So, I got to be disciplined, just like everybody else. But the rewards are so great, and once you get into a certain rhythm, a priority, the workout, you always feel better after, right? So for
Absolutely.
me, it's just a matter of making sure my schedule stays balanced, and that becomes, the first thing that I do. Is to slot those workouts in and encourage others to do the same. So it's a good balance. It does get challenging at times, especially now that we've got shows coming up and I've got lots of practices and things to prepare for. But I love it. And when you're living your passion, you're living your dream, it's easy to make that happen.
Very, very cool. Awesome. A lot of cool things going on and exciting things on the way for me, Amanda. Before we let you go, kind of brand new to the Saskatchewan Country Club close up this year. We have a lightning round that we've been having a lot of fun with. So we're gonna go right into some rapid fire questions to get to know you a little bit better. First off, would you rather speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Oh, animals, hands down,
Yeah.
hands down.
Yeah, I love it. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Ooh, I would have said no 10 years ago, but I kind of like it now. So yeah.
We're asking the controversial questions. This gets people talking. I'm all about the pineapple on pizza. No problem saying that.
Right.
Dream vacation. Is there some place, bucket list item, a place you'd always like to go?
Wow, that's a good question. I think Hawaii. I've never been
Ooh,
there, and I hear
yes.
it's beautiful.
Yes, I've also heard it's beautiful. Actually, Jordan Pollard was in Hawaii. I want to say last year. She was telling me
Nice.
a lot about Hawaii. It sounds amazing. That'd be a great place to visit. Favorite movie or movie genre? Do you have one?
Ooh, I like the Lord of the Rings, that
Oh,
kind of Hobbit type
you and
stuff.
I
I love the
are best friends
magic.
after that
Oh,
answer.
good.
I am
Awesome.
right there with you. I'm a massive Lord of the Rings fan. Massive.
Oh,
So.
I just love those, like, fantasy type movies.
Yeah,
They're
I
just so
agree.
good.
I can't add any more. I very much agree. 100%. I love it. First concert you attended, do you remember?
I do actually. I was thinking about that recently. I went to the Rankin family. I think it was
Oh,
in
wow.
Regina when I was a kid, and
That
that
is.
was when the Rankin family, like all the members, were still with us. It
Yeah.
was the full family. It was an incredible show. I'll
Oh
never
my
forget it.
goodness. I kind of grew up listening to the Rankin, the old like cassettes, the old Rankin
Oh,
cassettes that we used to play all the time. Classic. I think
nice.
that's the first one for that answer. I love the Rankin family. This is also one of my favorite questions because it kind of it both are fearful. If you were given a chance to explore beneath the ocean or go to outer space, which would you prefer?
Oh, that's a tough
I
one.
know. That's why it's
Ooh.
my favorite.
If I had to pick, honestly, I think the ocean would be pretty cool, because I think there's a lot of things we don't know are under there.
I
And I
agree.
feel like it would be pretty cool to see what's going on down there.
The ocean would be my pick as well. I'm a big fan of marine life, and I just think that'd be
Oh
awesome.
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That wraps up the lightning round, Amanda. Thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate your time as always. Great catching up, and we wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it. Take care of yourself.